Good morning, and welcome to the DeSoroya DORA IMEX second quarter 2009 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later in the call, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and we'll provide additional information at that time. I would now like to turn the conference over to Ms. Sonya Soyo, Head of Investor Relations at IMEX.
Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to the IMEX second quarter 2009 earnings call. Before we start, I would like to remind you that certain statements made during this conference call about future events and financial results constitute forward-looking statements that are made pursuant to the safe harbor provisions of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties. Discussion of factors that may affect future results are contained in our filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. We undertake no obligation to correct or update any forward-looking statements provided as a result of new information, future events, or even changes in our expectations. On the call with me today are Gerardo de Nicolas, our IMEX Chief Executive Officer, and Carlos Moctezuma, IMEX Chief Financial Officer. Gerardo will begin our call by walking us through our second quarter results, which Carlos will go into further detail later in the call. Gerardo will also discuss our strategic initiatives and outlook for the second half of 2009. I will now turn the call over to Gerardo.
Thank you, Vanessa, and good morning, everyone. Before we discuss our results and strategies for the remainder of the year, I want to thank all of those who joined us for the celebration of our fifth anniversary as a public company by attending our IMEX Day in New York on June 30th. It was a great pleasure sharing with you IMEX growth as a public company and our vision for the future while inviting you to be a part of it. We always enjoy meeting with our investors and analysts, and we are pleased that we were able to bring so many members of our management team to New York for the event, as they are the cornerstone of our future success. For those who were not able to attend, we miss you and hope to see you soon. The second quarter of the year, as we all know, was a challenging time in Mexico, as the H1N1 flu outbreak in May deepened the economic slowdown in Mexico, mainly in the metropolitan area of the country. Despite the weak economic environment, IMEX again delivered solid quarterly results, registering a strong volume growth of 11.2% year-over-year, with 14,928 homes built. Our leadership in the affordable and low-middle-income segments, where home demand and mortgage availability remained solid, allowed us to grow our volume in the second quarter. At the same time, our ability to rapidly respond and adapt to new trends and growth opportunities, supported by our differentiated and well-balanced footprint, positioned us well in the marketplace. As you may recall, during the last quarter of 2008, we launched a compelling marketing campaign designed to improve our brand recognition and increase sales. During 2009, we continued with this innovative marketing campaign, which has proved to be effective as confirmed by our continued growth. At the same time, as part of our ongoing expense reduction program, quarter over quarter, we have been able to reduce our marketing expenses as the individual effectiveness of our marketing campaigns are measured at a city and advertising level. In addition, the main mortgage institutions in Mexico, Infonavit and Foviste, continue to be outspoken about their ability to meet their annual mortgage targets based on their total eligible demand. Today, Infonavit potential demand figures include 5.4 million eligible subscribers, surpassing by 11 times its annual goal of 500,000 mortgages. Meanwhile, Foviste has 1.5 million eligible subscribers, or 15 times its goal of issuing 100,000 mortgages in 2009. As a result of our strong focus and expertise in the affordable entry-level segment, Infonavit and Foviste continue to be the main source of financing for our customers. In the second quarter, Infonavit mortgage accounted for 81.3%, and Foviste provided 11.9%, totaling 93.2% of our total homes sold. The remaining mortgages were granted through the five largest commercial banks. We remain confident in the continued availability of mortgage financing for our potential clients as 82% of Infonavit mortgages will be issued in the 34 cities where we have presence, while 78% of Fovissste mortgages will be granted in these markets. As well, changing economic conditions presented a new opportunity for Homex to grow its operations by gaining market share while we strengthen our leadership in the home building sector. A recent report from the Mexican Housing Commission, CONAVI, indicates that year over year, the number of registered home builders decreased by approximately 42%. The home building industry in Mexico is very fragmented, with the top five home builders in the country maintaining approximately 26% of market share. For Homex, as an industry leader and well-capitalized company, this is a unique opportunity to gain market share from those small home builders who are exiting the market in light of credit and liquidity constraints. We have found that a key driver of our success relies on our innovation, which allows us to improve our product offering while meeting the needs of our customers. One example would be our customization program that has proven to accelerate sales and differentiate Homex from its competitors. Through this initiative, we are the first public home building company to offer its clients the opportunity to choose among 70 unique options to improve their home while adding a personal touch without changing their monthly mortgage payment. Throughout the quarter, we expanded the implementation of this program, achieving 78% of our projects as of June 30th, 2009. As we shared with you during the first quarter of 2009, we launched a call center for customer services and sales. As of the end of June, closings through the call center increased 88% from 468 closings during the first quarter of the year, to 881 closings during the second quarter. And this represents 5.9% of the total closings during this quarter. We have continued to follow a conservative strategy for our tourist division by launching the first phase of our development in Los Cabos. At the end of May, slightly delayed by the flu outbreak, we started with sales efforts for this project by launching a marketing campaign in Southern California. We expect initial home sales as a result of these sales efforts to be realized by the end of the third quarter. As you may recall, during the first quarter, we broke ground in Brazil at San José dos Campos. And today, we feel confident to reaffirm our strategy to expand our operations internationally, as Brazil has proven to be an attractive location for our replicable home building model, supported by President Lula's housing program, which has become an important driver for a faster economic recovery of the country. During the first 44 days of operations, approximately 28.5% of the project was already sold, and this was one of the first projects to be registered for the 1 million home federal housing subsidy program. Our success demonstrates our execution capabilities at other countries. And this success results from a local talented team who has been trained to replicate our business model within Brazil. I will now turn the call over to our Chief Financial Officer, Carlos Moctezuma, who will discuss our financial results in detail.
Thank you, Gerardo, and thank you all for joining us this morning. The second quarter of 2009 proved to be a strong quarter for Homex as we continued our commitment to meet and exceed the needs of our affordable entry-level and low-middle-income customers, where demand and mortgage availability remains strong, as Gerardo mentioned at the beginning of our call. As a reminder, and pursuant to the application of the Mexican Financial Reporting Standard D6, we are required to capitalize the comprehensive financing cost, which includes the interest expense, the exchange loss or gain in relation to our translation of our U.S. dollar-denominated debt into Mexican pesos, and a monetary position. For your convenience, I will also discuss our operating income and gross profit adjusted for the capitalization of comprehensive financial cost. This quarter, total homes sold increased 11.2%, with a solid 12.1% volume growth in the affordable entry-level segment. Our middle-income housing volume grew 1.4% year-over-year. Our revenue for the quarter increased 7.9% to 4.7 billion pesos, up from 4.4 billion pesos in the second quarter of 2008. Homex gross margin for the quarter was 30.7% compared to 32.4% in the second quarter of 2008. Gross margin adjusted for the capitalization of comprehensive financing cost, as stressed earlier, was stable at 32.5% compared to 32.7% in the same quarter last year. The selling general administrative expenses as a percentage of total revenue increased to 12.2% during the second quarter of 2009, compared to 11.2% during the second quarter of 2008. This increase is mainly the result of our enhanced marketing and sales program, as well as severance payments incurred during the period. Importantly, when compared to the first quarter of 2009, SG&A as a percentage of revenue decreased 49 basis points from 12.7%, mainly as a result of our ongoing expense reduction initiatives, including lower payroll expense, part of our headcount reduction program, as well as a tailored marketing campaign which Gerardo discussed at the beginning of our call. During the quarter, our EBITDA was 1,095 million pesos, a 4.1% increase from the 1,052 million reported in the second quarter of 2008. Meanwhile, EBITDA margin decreased 85 basis points to 23.2% from 24% in the second quarter of 2008. Nonetheless, quarter over quarter, our EBITDA margin increased 37 basis points, demonstrating the effectiveness of our cost and expense control initiatives. Net income was 666 million pesos compared to 722 million pesos for the second quarter of 2008, driven by a higher cost of financing compared to 2008, which reflects a higher debt level as well as the year-over-year increase in SG&A. The net income margin for the second quarter of 2009 was 14.1%. On our balance sheet, as of June 30th, we saw an improvement in our accounts receivable by one day to 224 days from 225 days as of March of 2009. As we mentioned previously, during the year, we are using a replacement-only strategy for our land inventory. In accordance with our annual stated budget of 700 million for land acquisitions, during the quarter, we invested 411 million pesos for land purchases at the state of Puebla and Nuevo León. We currently hold approximately 5.5 years of future sales based on the forecasted sales in the strategic locations. Our lower capital expenditures, partnered with improvements in the collection process and increased sales, helped us achieve a positive quarterly free cash flow generation balance of 230 million pesos. At the same time, during the quarter, we drew down 436 million in additional short-term credit lines to meet working capital requirements, reflecting in part our lower days of credit with respect to construction material suppliers, which decreased by 16 days from 154 days as of March 31st, 2009, to 143 days as of June 30th, 2009. This is mainly driven by the continued liquidity and credit constraints that some of our suppliers are going through in this challenging economic environment. It is worth noting that right from Mexico's central bank monetary policy to incentivize the domestic economy, reference rates during the second quarter of the year decreased by 125 basis points. Consequently, variable interest rates have been reduced, benefiting COMEX. Overall, we are realizing the benefits of our conservative financial approach during this difficult economic time. I will now turn the call over to Gerardo for some final remarks.
Thank you, Carlos. During this year, we will look for new opportunities for COMEX while maintaining our focus on our core strength in the affordable entry-level and low-middle-income housing sector. As a company that stands for a continued growth and innovation, we will keep our commitment to look for ways not only to improve our profitability, but also to improve our product offering to transform the lives of who achieve the dream of home ownership with homes. As an example of our constant search of new ways of improvement is our new agreement with Infonavit to use its electronic file capture system. In the state of Sinaloa, Homex will be able to upload customer mortgage files directly from our sales office, eliminating double capturing and bottlenecks created at Infonavit state delegation, ultimately affecting our clients. The implementation of this program is in line with our goal to improve the experience for our customers who will receive faster mortgage approval. For Homex, this allows us to streamline the mortgage process and a faster collection process from Infonavit. The electronic file capture system represents a competitive advantage, and we look forward to rapidly implement this program at all our branches, hand in hand with Infonavit. Looking ahead, we see a number of opportunities as challenging times continue to impact smaller and less well-capitalized home builders in areas where we have existing operations. We will continue to evaluate these kinds of opportunities. We are reaffirming our guidance for 2009 of 8 to 10% revenue growth and an EBITDA margin of 23 to 24%. I personally want to thank you all for your continued support and confidence in HOMS. Be assured that we will continue working to be closer to our clients to increase our market share while we generate efficiencies to improve our working capital cycle, reduce expenses, and generate a higher return on invested capital. We will now take any questions you may have.
To ask a question, please press star and the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 now. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from the line of Vanessa Quigrova.
Thank you. Good morning. I have a couple of questions. The first one, can you give us information on the market share that Comex had in the first half of this year versus the first half of last year in terms of titled homes? This is because it is not possible to compare Infonavit numbers with Comex sales because I believe Infonavit publishes title homes. So just wanted to have more detail on that. And the second question would be, ahead of the changes in accounting, could you provide already a rough idea of how your accounts receivable could look like in terms of size, whether it be in days of days turnover or an amount? Thanks.
Thank you, Vanessa. Well, in terms of the market share, the first half, we don't have the exact number right here with us. We will get back to you with that. It's approximately 8% as of the first 6 months of 2009. And we'll get back to you with a more appropriate data. We don't have that information in front of us right now. In terms of the accounts receivable, in terms of days, you mean in the your question is regarding the 2009 as a whole year?
If you could give us an idea how they would look under the new accounting methodology.
No, at this point we cannot. What I can tell you is that the main change in the NIF 14 for next year in the balance sheet will be a reclassification between the accounts receivable and the work in progress lines, both in the balance sheet. The proportion of it is not been calculated yet, but the total assets of the company will remain relatively the same.
Okay, Carlos. Just a clarification on the 8% market share that you mentioned. Is that for the industry, I mean, at the industry level or just in front of it?
No, it's just in front of it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Your next question comes from the line of Gonzalo Fernandez.
Hi, good morning, Gerardo, Carlos, and Vania. One quick question. You reiterated your guidance for sales and EBITDA margin. Are you reiterating the guidance for the $3 billion free cash flow generation? Because with the free cash flow you're generating in the first half, it sounds like you would need a very impressive free cash flow in the second half to achieve that target. And the second question would be, Gerardo mentioned that Comex is looking for new opportunities. Can you elaborate on that? Would that imply maybe acquisitions or further international expansion? What does that mean?
Thank you, Gonzalo. Regarding the question of the free cash flow, as you can see, we have worked diligently to start generating cash this quarter. We actually did. We'll continue working in the second half to keep our cash generation with a conservative financial strategy. We're controlling CapEx. We're reducing expenses. And growing at the expected rate. I just expect that this is not affected by the current economic conditions that is putting a lot of pressure on our supply chain. But we are confident that we can be cash flow positive as we stated.
Hi, Gonzalo. In terms of the international expansion initiatives, we have had very good results in our first project in Brazil in terms of sales and in terms of the management team that we hire and train locally. We are learning from this experience. We have had very good experiences with the authorities at the local level in San Jose dos Campos and at the federal level at the Caixa Económica Federal. And we are learning to be able to grow in the future. In terms of other opportunities outside of Brazil, as you may know, we have a small presence in India. We are learning. We are keeping track of all the progress made by the federal authorities and state authorities to provide housing to the new middle class that is being created in India. We are working at a slow pace because we want to learn and to be sure that we are gaining knowledge about the local way of doing things. And you remember we have a small investment in the largest Egyptian home builder. And that's all the initiative that we have at this moment. This program that we started almost more than 2 years ago as we say during the call, to show that the home ec business model is replicable in other countries. Will be in this year and maybe in next year too, and a small portion of our revenue, because we are learning to be able to expand it in the future.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr.
Your next question comes from the line of Jamie Nicholson.
Hi, it's Jamie Nicholson at Credit Suisse. Thanks for the call. I have two questions. My first is involves the macro front, and I'm just wondering if you feel your comments about the health of the home building industry, particularly at the affordable entry level, is that industry-wide? Do you feel that segment remains strong, or is your growth mainly due to gains in market share? Any comment you could make about the overall industry growth and outlook would be helpful. Thanks.
Thank you, Jamie. We, as we mentioned during the call, we believe that we still have a pent up demand in the segment. The strength of Infonavit and Foviste, their efficiencies are helping us as an industry. The new mortgage-backed securities for both institutions, from Infonavit and from Foviste, and during the second quarter of this year, and the new program that will be released in the second half of this year, give us confidence that the program will continue, that both will be able to have enough funds to support the industry. We believe that as an industry, and this is an information given by the National Housing Commissioner, Ariel Cano, we will have an undersupply of new homes. As we mentioned, the number of home builders has been reduced, and that's an opportunity for us in the fourth quarter and during 2010 to take market share, because the funding will be there, the land is there, the market, the demand is there, and the opportunity is in the supply of homes. That's why we believe that the sector is in a good shape, and it's giving a lot of support to the economic activity in the country.
Thanks for the additional color. And my second question relates to your working capital. There was a sharp reduction in your days payable. Is that stabilizing, or do you expect continued working capital uses from that? And are you still on target for your days receivables to reach 200 days by the end of the year? And do you expect any additional financing needs for working capital in the second half of the year? Thank you.
Hey, Jamie, this is Carlos. Regarding the working capital cycle, as you mentioned, during the quarter, we continue experiencing some pressures in the payables. We believe this is getting more stable. We're helping our supply chain. The last thing we want is the supply chain to become the restriction for us to grow. We have worked with these companies for more than 5 years in several programs in order to develop the supply chain we have, and we don't want to lose it. We'll continue to help them. And in terms of the receivables, we're working towards that goal. It's an important goal that we have for the end of the year. I think we have a lot of room to improve, but we have done a tremendous job doing controlling the working capital expansions and keeping ourselves in our goal targets for the year. the how do you call the new Infonavit program of remote capturing the files will also contribute a lot to reduce the time we use to collect from Infonavit. That will help a lot the receivables times too, the receivable line, I mean, too. And that coupled with the internal work that we have done, I think we will put us in a position to continue seeing that that goal as probable.
So do you expect you won't need any more financing in the second half of the year given these improvements that you're foreseeing?
Well, the current form of financing that is available in the country is bridge loans, and I do foresee that we will continue using bridge loans in our operations. These are very straightforward credit lines. I don't see any particular need for an issuance of a bigger financing structure, although we will continue working with a short-term credit line.
Okay. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Diego Torres.
Good morning. Just a quick question regarding the numbers that you gave in terms of the land purchase. You said that for this quarter, how much money it was invested in land purchasing?
Hi, Diego. It was 411 million pesos.
Perfect. And the target for the year is 700 million.
That is correct.
Do you have the number for the first quarter?
In the first quarter, we didn't invest any amount in land.
Perfect. Thank you. That's it.
You're very welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Leonardo Zambolin.
Hi, gentlemen. Good morning. Two questions. The first one is on this administrative expenses reduction program. I would like to know in which divisions you guys have been cutting heads a little bit more aggressively than the others. And secondly, if you can give us a quick update on the vertical business, we heard that the lower minority interest line was basically due to lower sales in one of Homex vertical projects in the state of Mexico. So if you can just give us an update on the vertical business, would be helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Leonardo. Regarding your question of the SG&A, the reduction programs have been all across the corporate offices. This is the back office personnel. We've been all the reduction in the headcounts have been from the back office personnel. In the branches. All the sales forces and have been intact.
And your question about the minority interest is we only have two joint ventures at the project level. One is in the state of Mexico, and the other is in Hermosillo, Sonora. And the reduction has been mainly on the project in the state of Mexico. As we say during the call, is the region with the highest impact because of the flu, and we are working to mitigate that impact in that project. As you say, it's a vertical construction project, but we believe that we are applying the right measures to mitigate that impact in the future.
All right, thanks.
Your next question comes from Santiago Perez.
Good morning, Carlos and Vania. How has the macroeconomic impact on Sofoles affected Homex financing activities? Thank you.
Hello, Santiago. Well, currently we have very little to fund exposure to any Sofoles in our businesses. We are fairly concentrated in Infonavit and Foviste. We work with the five largest commercial banks, and currently we don't have any either financing for construction or financing for our clients throughout the Sofoles structure.
Okay.
I think the main impact from the Sofoles are in the middle-income to high-middle-income segments, which are segments we are not currently attending.
Okay, thanks a lot. And just another question. Do you think this will have anything to do with your financing for your international project?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question for me?
Do you think this will affect in any way your financing with your international project?
No, not at all. I think that are separate issues. The financing for the international the financial needs for international endeavors are limited, and I think we are in very good shape to do it in our own.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Jordan Heimowitz.
Hey guys, congratulations on an excellent quarter. I was confused in your answer to a couple questions ago. Are you not reiterating your cash flow guidance for the year?
The answer is yes. We are working to generate the cash flow guidance for the year. Jordan, no worries.
Oh, good, good. So you still think it's possible?
Yes, we do think it's possible.
Okay. Thank you very much. And actually, one more thing, if you don't mind. Could you give a sense on the revenues generated out of Egypt and India?
None of the subsidiaries abroad have generated any revenues yet.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Jose Ramirez.
Hi, guys, good morning. Just wanted to ask you, I'm a little bit confused about the cash flow because it seems to me it was negative in the quarter. Could you take a little bit around it? In terms of the operating cash flow, it seems to me it was like minus 500 million. Thank you.
Yes, the if you take the accumulated 6 months of the year, we effectively have a negative free cash flow of 500 plus million pesos. However, during the three months of the second quarter, we generated 200 plus million pesos in positive free cash flow.
But what you're taking into account the debt, not the increase in debt, because
yes, of course.
What? Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Christian Papayanopo.
Hi, gentlemen. Just a brief question. I don't know if this was answered before, but do you expect further deterioration on your working capital cycle during subsequent quarters, or do you expect it to remain relatively stable?
Thank you, Christian. Well, we're working on the working capital cycle. We're working hard to improve the accounts receivable line, and the inventory will follow. We are working also to mitigate the impacts of the payable days, but we believe confident that we still have improvements to come in the working capital cycle for the second half of the year.
Okay, thank you. Excellent. Thanks, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Another reminder to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the number one. Your next question comes from the line of Rusty Johnson.
Hi, yes. Again, expanding on this working capital, could you drill into this a little bit better? It sounds like the bigger strain is really from your payable side, that you're having to pay your suppliers. Now, is this largely because, that their bank credits and their working capital lines are effectively taken away as the banking system has really abandoned the economy, and you're effectively standing in as a banker to provide them with basically the money they need to supply you with equipment? And, is that the source, or is it their business is so bad they need to get paid faster? So the question is, if you're going to improve on your payable side, that sounds like something that was more external rather than self-help oriented. So could you drill into that about the causes of that, and if there's any indication whether that's improving, and when we normalize, is that going to be a bigger portion of your working capital improvement, as is suggested, will better into 2010? And maybe just walk us through the reality of what's going on on the ground.
Thank you, Rusty. Well, regarding the payables, as you mentioned, the current economic conditions of the country is putting a lot of pressure on our work on our suppliers. They are having troubles accessing financing from banks. Banks are becoming more distinctive in which they are working with.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our suppliers are mid-sized or small companies, regional companies, no?
Yes.
They are also having some delays or trouble in accessing other clients, smaller companies, smaller developers that, as Gerardo mentioned, are currently in trouble of liquidity or working capital needs. We believe that this trend is getting normalized as the economic pressure on the entire country is, if not easing, it's touching bottom, but we think it's normalizing. The other effect in the working capital is that the land, which is much larger than the payable line, is coming down and will continue to come down since we're only replacing land in certain cities. As you remember, in the last couple of years, we invested more than 3,000 million pesos in land. In this particular year, we will only invest in the range of 700 million. That will also help a lot the working capital cycle towards the second half of the year when we consume more. So I think in overall, we have a very good chance and a very good opportunity to continue improving the working capital towards the rest of the year.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Gonzalo Fernandez.
Hi. Sorry, just a quick follow-up on the free cash flow issue. You mentioned that the free cash flow that you generated this quarter included the issuance of debt, according to my calculations, about 800 million pesos. The free cash flow of 3 billion that you are forecasting for the year, is that operating cash flow, or does that include any issuance of debt?
Hi, Gonzalo. No, the 3 billion is the other cash flow. It's not operating cash flow. It's the bottom line cash flow. And as you mentioned, we increased our working capital last this quarter by 400 plus million pesos, and we will continue working with that towards the second half of the year, and to reduce our exposure to short term credit lines by the end of the year. I will say that we have made such improvements in the first half of the year that if we continue with the same trend alone, that will give you enough fuel to generate a significant amount of free cash flow in the second half of the year. I'm not answering your question properly.
Yes, I will follow up with you later. Thank you.
See you.
Your next question comes from Herbert Longer.
Yes. Hello, Gerardo, Carlos, and Vania. I was wondering about marketing expenses as a percentage of revenues. At the Homex Day, you mentioned some initiatives in this front. I was wondering if you expect marketing expenses as a percentage of revenues to keep decreasing going forward, and if you have any guidance as to what you expect this to be for a full year 2009. Thank you.
Thank you, Herbert. As we said during the Homex Day, we are working to reduce the percentage of the marketing expenses compared to the revenues. The way that we are working on this is to improve or to keep track of the return of every initiative at every branch, every radio campaign or newspaper campaign. We are keeping track of the results to look for the more efficient ways to invest in marketing. The call center initiative that we started in the last quarter, in the first quarter, is helping us, and today it's contributing with maybe around 5% of our sales, and that's a more efficient way of selling homes. Even if we are improving the customer experience for the customers with the home being delivered. And this initiative, the call center, and the return on investment for every marketing initiative, we believe that will help us to reduce the percentage. We don't have any specific number to provide, but we want to show you that we're working to reduce that number on an ongoing basis.
Okay, so there's no specific number that you do expect reduction. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Alan Solis.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I was just wondering regarding the electronic file system you are implementing with Infonavit, when are you going to implement this in other states besides Sinaloa? If you have an idea on how much can this help the receivables in terms of days. Thanks.
Thanks, Alan. We started 2 weeks ago with implementation in Sinaloa. We are working with Infonavit to speed up the process. In the rest of the branches, we're working on a program with the 10 most important branches. This process is having a positive impact on the customer perspective and will have a positive impact on our accounts receivable. We believe that we can reduce the accounts receivable maybe in 7 days. That is a huge improvement for us. And with this system, we are not relying on the delays at the delegation level in front of it, and the customer is having a better response time. And for sure, we expect to have an impact on the account receivable. That in the first approach, we believe that will be in around 7 days reduction.
Understood. Thank you, Carlos.
Thank you.
Once again, to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the number 1.
The next question comes from the line of George Dickens.
Hi. One question regarding the land bank. In the report you mentioned you have 390,000 homes. I understand that does not include the land that you have either in a land trust or what you call tierra opcionada. Is that the case? And if that is the case, how many units would you estimate you have on their land trusts?
Hello, Judge. Yes, you're right. The 390 plus lots that we have on the balance sheet are not including option land. We currently have in the range of 1.5 additional forecasted sales years in option land, which are not in the balance sheet.
So how many units would that be? Hello?
It's about 83,000 units.
Okay, thank you.
At this time, there are no further questions.
Thank you very much for attending the call. We will always be available for you in the usual numbers, and the replay of the call will be available for you in about 20 minutes through the website and through the calling numbers that we sent on our call notice. Thank you for your attention, and we will be available for you to attend any further questions that you might have.
This concludes the conference. You may all disconnect.